I went over there and I was on my lunch break, went to Subway, which is right down the street. The guy said at the gate, "Hey, are you here for Subway or for the game?" And I'm in my work uniform. I'm like, I'm picking up a sandwich, but just curious, how much would it be to park here? $70 to park at that Subway.
Oh, God.
I said, "Do you know who's playing here today? This is the Texas Rangers."
Yeah, this was like years ago.
Are the Cowboys in special appearance or something? Are they a halftime performance at this baseball game or something? Am I missing anything?
$70.
And I was like, okay, so what's the deal with that? He was like, yeah, it's because it's opening weekend. Next week, it'll be back to $15-$20. I'm like, jeez, dude.
Taxing.
Yeah, just trying to get as much money as I can.
Taxing.
Oh, yeah. They're just stuck in it.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Out of Your Mind podcast. Duo is back, back-to-back weeks of recording, and we got a returning speaker today. If you listened to us a couple years ago, you will remember he showed up, and the last thing that he said was, "Texas Rangers are winning the World Series." And what happened? Rangers won the World Series. So he's here to spit some wisdom. His wisdom of football is not as good as baseball. Ain't that right, Tyler?
Yeah, I would probably say so. Cowboys are kind of hurting me right now, but we'll be all right.
Yeah, it's all right. But yeah, we're back, another episode, and we're going to get right in to this NFL week 3 in review. Another crazy ass week of NFL football. God, I love football, man. Every game, it just has me so locked in. Starting out, Aaron Rodgers.
Whew. He's back.
Bad man, dude. Aaron Rodgers is a bad dude. Man. The Patriots are also but Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, no mistakes. Jets defense looks crazy. Patriots are off, you know, they're kind of riding the wind from the Cincinnati Bengals, but after watching the Bengals play the Commanders, I mean, are the Bengals a little overhyped?
Very overhyped, maybe. Or are the Commanders just raw?
I mean,
Commanders
yeah,
might whoop the Cowboys. I don't know.
I mean,
man.
Coach Dan Quinn.
Say about that.
Coach Dan Quinn, man, he seems to have gotten it, found a second life. That seems to be the theme of this season, bro. The second life, like all these like old head coaches, veteran quarterbacks. I mean, bro, isn't Cliff the OC for the Commanders?
I'm kind of mad about that, bro. I'm kind of mad that Cliff is out here just shining with the Commanders, bro.
Who quit calling them the Commanders?
Who was that that said Daniels was going to be the sleeper quarterback in the draft? Some analyst said that.
I don't know. Was that you?
No, it wasn't me. I do tell the future, but
Daniels is looking pretty good.
He looks good. Yeah, I definitely thought Jaden Daniels was a little overrated.
He had the highest completion percent in a single game ever.
Ever? Like, yeah, that's
1.8 or something.
That's pretty insane, dude. That's pretty efficient, let me tell you. Beat what, Dak Prescott, right? Well, didn't he have the old record?
And RG3. Don't forget about my boys.
Sounds about right.
Something like that. Yeah, dude, he looked crazy. And then, I mean, dude, the Vikings went out, man, and they whooped the Texans' ass, dude. The Vikings, Sam Darnold is doing something. He's doing like that Ryan Fitzpatrick year with the Bucks, where he's just like the standout MVP almost through the first like 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
He's killing it. I mean, I don't know if he's going to go back to the Sam Darnold we all know. We'll see as the weeks go on. That'll come to fruition here soon, I feel like. But we'll see. I mean, he's got JJ, so he's got some weapons.
Pretty underwhelming performance from the Texans, man. 7 points. That is not what you want to see from what many people consider the best receiving core in all of football.
Yeah, not too hot. 7 points. Yeah, and not good for my fantasy either.
No.
Stroud, dude, fantasy Stroud did not do me good. Kicking.
Yeah, fantasy football. I'm scraping.
Well, no one did worse than Anthony Richardson. All right. Yeah, he sure is.
Trevor Lawrence was pushing for it.
Yeah, but I think I saw some like worst fantasy football team of the week, bro, and I had three players on it. It was hilarious. Mm. The Cowboys defense was one of them. So,
well, yeah, sorry about that.
But, you know, whatever. We'll worry about that later. Speaking of Cowboys, they play the Giants this week. Giants are fresh off of a win against the Browns. But the Browns is the Browns. So
Malik Nabers kind of showed up.
Not really much to do there. Yeah, Malik Nabers had a career game. Wasn't he the youngest player ever to catch two touchdowns in a game?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. That's pretty good start. Pretty good start. And Danny Dimes, I mean, yeah. Not sold on him. I think he's like the worst.
Is he still starting?
Yeah, exactly.
Still got that guy starting.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. I mean, you pay a guy $40 million a year, you gotta start him.
Talk about somebody still starting. How about Andy Dalton?
Oh man,
I thought he was retired.
Bro,
I mean, honestly, I had no idea that he was on the roster.
With like the fourth or fifth different team. Has thrown for 300 yards in a single game. We called it last week, brother.
Yeah, we did. He's the only quarterback this season to throw 303 tuds in a game. The only one this season. That is crazy.
Are you calling MVP for Andy Dalton right now?
Oh,
just one game, boys.
MVP is Josh Allen, bro. That man won the game at halftime.
That guy is so unreal. But dude, Andy Dalton, man, I mean, that was not a good look for Bryce Young, but also it could have just been more of a proving point, like, hey man, I could still throw it, watch it, you know. And I've been saying it all year, man, I think Bryce Young's confidence is just in the gutter, you know.
Doesn't help after what Andy Dalton just did, man.
Well, yeah, but
my take on this is, if you're moving away from Bryce Young, you need to go ahead and do that now. If you're talking about trading the guy, you're not going to get much for him with him just riding the bench. I think this is the most amount. You just say, give up. Hey, we'll stick it with Andy. We'll draft again. We'll reset it. Draft him now. There's no point in keeping him on there because he's not going back in.
That's what this current head coach is saying. He says, we weren't here when y'all picked him. We don't have any commitment to him. We're going to do what we think's best. And, I mean, they went with the Red Rocket, man, and he torched him. Made the Raiders look silly. And Carolina got their first win of the year, man. First win in I don't know how many months. Or since – when was their last win, man? Before Thanksgiving? I mean, holy cow.
It had to have been a minute ago.
And now they have a home game, man. I think that stadium's going to be like 70% sold or something,
bro. They might
be
fired up.
Yeah, they're probably excited, man. They got a win. They actually looked productive on offense, unlike the Steelers. All right? But –
hey, you're winning games.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second.
Don't start complaining, being 3-0.
And then the worst parlay, or the worst part of the parlay last week, was taking the over on the Eagles Saints game. Took over 49.
That and Rashid.
15-12 barn burner.
Bro, Rashid Shaheed dropped not one, but two 40-yard passes. That would have been a touchdown.
That could have been tutties, bro. He dropped
like,
two. He
dropped
one. The
first one would have cleared
sure.
the parlay, the yeah. first one.
He dropped the first one.
The second one was
a good play. But
it was just salt on the wound, bro.
Yeah, but the first one, that should have been tutties. Yeah, what a performance from him. Back-to-back weeks of 20-plus fantasy points, and then he puts up a big, fat goose egg. And probably everyone's starting lineup because they were tired of seeing him score that on their bench, and they decide to start him, and then he does that. Sorry, I'm not a Rashid Shaheed fantasy owner, so it didn't really bother me. And then now to the guy that I think really was the best quarterback out of this class, the Denver Broncos finally get over the hump, and they go out there and they whoop the Buccaneers' ass in Tampa. And Bo Nix actually looked fantastic.
Dude, yeah. The Buccaneers really didn't do anything. I mean, Chris Godwin got one touchdown, and that was about it.
Like, yeah, and it was kind of like not really garbage time. They were still in it. But
I think Mike Evans had like 2 points. It was bad.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know. But good for Bo Nix, man. I'm tired of – see, like, Jaden Daniels is getting all the excitement right now because he's playing great, and the Commanders are 2-1, right? 2-1. And the one game they lost was like at the buzzer or something, or like a one score game. I don't remember. I don't really watch the Commanders, but he's getting all the praise because he's playing good on prime time. But dude, it's like what Tom Brady was saying, man. The pressure on these like 22-year-old guys to just like reignite the franchise is just insane. Like, it is a team game. This is a team, bro. If your O-line is not blocking for you, you are not going to see any success on offense. It's that simple. If your quarterback is running for his life, it's not going to happen. So the whole team has to be on page. And these rookies, dude, they played 3 games of football, you know? Let them get into it, man. Let them pick up the pace and learn how to read, and they'll be fine. I think this class is one of the better ones in the last few years.
Well, especially if the guys aren't playing that much during the preseason too. I mean, you got to think of it like that. Like Bo Nix, I mean, he played a little bit during the preseason, but if you're relying on these guys to start a fire and flip this team around, you got to get the guy reps, and then you're also risking injury at the same time. But I mean, everybody talks about it all the time. Pat Mahomes, well, he got drafted with the Chiefs. He didn't start immediately. He sat, got time to learn, helped him out. But all these young guys like Caleb Williams, get on in there, flip this team around. They already tried it with Justin Fields. And it's just too much pressure to put on one guy's shoulders, and then they don't even give him enough time to actually get accustomed to it. So it is what it is.
I mean, yeah, it's just the nature of the game. And it sucks to see, because these guys are just have so much, like, obvious potential, but their confidence just isn't there. It's a faster game. It's a different game, and their teammates aren't really doing much to, like, help them out. You know, you would think that, you know, they would make a crazy play for him and be like, come on, you got this. You know, you got to believe. But instead, it's kind of like, man, you suck. You know, they're just, like, pointing the finger. That's just bad organization, man. Some of these orgs are just built for failure. There's nothing that anyone can really do about it, any one player at least.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like Caleb Williams doesn't have the weapons either. I mean, that wide receiving core is no joke, but
yeah, that's,
I think it's coaching more than anything else. Like, they just, coaches have no idea what they're doing is what it looks like. Not playing to win the game for some reason. It's what it looks like out there, but
yeah, lack of effort and lack of preparation. That's what people got to remember. Like, sometimes these plays that are called or the schemes that are drawn up, it's just not going to work. You could run it to perfection, but it's just so perfectly countered because what you called just wasn't the right call, you know? And you got to win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Like, that's really where it starts. And these O-lines, they're just not protecting their young guys, you know? Like, the Commanders, they seem to really have faith in Jaden Daniels. So they're working their ass off to protect him. And he's also very athletic, so he can extend the play when he needs to.
Yeah, it's definitely good to have. You got to have a quarterback with some legs and get around it.
Yeah, the days of Tom Brady's are over.
Yeah.
And then in the spirit of teams changing quarterbacks, Malik Willis marched on into Tennessee and had himself a great game.
I think y'all called that too, didn't you?
Yeah, he went insane.
Yeah, well, we were saying that he said he's not going to play with a chip on his shoulder, but it's like, dude, like, how can you not, man? Like, you can be appreciative of this organization bringing you to the league, but at the same time, man, they let you walk. They never gave you your opportunity. Now you got one, and go make the most of it, man. Let them know what they missed out on. And he sure did.
Yeah,
played fantastic.
They probably wish they had him right now. I mean, they're not playing good, and it is mostly because of their quarterback, bro. Like, they sold him so fast for next to nothing, bro.
Yeah, man, I don't know what all that's about. And then, I mean, Tua, is it still out with the concussion? Has there been any update on that? I haven't really seen anything on that. I know he went on the IR. I know he went into IR.
I haven't seen much.
We touched on that last week. I mean, it's still kind of, you know, let him heal, and he's going to make his decision, I guess, in a few weeks, see where he's at. There was some new information on Christian McCaffrey. He's over in Germany seeing some Achilles specialist or something. Apparently it's like the same one that Kobe Bryant went and saw. Hmm. That's what I'd heard. Could be wrong. I could just be spreading misinformation. but quick Google search. But yeah, man, I it seems he's pretty motivated and determined to come back. But, man, how about the 49ers downplaying the shit out of this injury? I mean, you got this guy in Europe looking for help to fix his leg, and y'all were over here projecting this man to start week one? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's kind of insane. Speaking of, I mean, the Utah kind of did the same thing. They put Cam Rising in for one play and then took him out. And apparently he's been, like, injured.
Oh, this last weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, his finger, man, that hit he took going into the cooler on the sideline, man, really messed up his hand, apparently. I don't know which hand it is. It's got to be his throwing hand, bro. If it was his offhand, there's, like, no reason for him to not play.
Yeah.
While we're slowly touching on this, I got a quick trivia question here. There is one college football team in the FBS that has not allowed a touchdown. Do y'all know who that is?
One team that has not allowed a touchdown.
All year. No touchdowns allowed so far.
That's probably going to be changing Tech?
This weekend. Texas Tech, that is – we're actually –
Bro, is it Cincinnati? Second.
It's not Cincy.
Oh, okay.
All right, Sean, what's your guess?
Man.
Dude, I'm, like, really trying to think. Is it like a division?
See this, but is Sean's it someone we typing played? On his computer and looking up the answer right now as we speak.
Oh, no, I wish I was. Is it someone we played?
I want to guess. This no, shit. No, it ain't some, someone no. we played. Because yeah, we've scored every game.
Is it someone we're going to play?
No, probably not. Probably.
It's got to be like a Big Ten school or ACC school.
Is it Tennessee?
It is not Tennessee. I'll tell you boys really who it is. That year. Way we're not sitting on this topic for 20 minutes. Y'all ever heard of the Georgia Bulldogs?
Oh, really? My God. That's crazy.
Not a single touchdown allowed.
Well, that's what that's he was saying. He was saying it might
change.
That's
change.
Dude, that's change. That is crazy. Through 4 weeks, right? Four games? Oh, well, they didn't play last week.
No, three. They didn't play last games.
Week. Clemson, but still, man, Tennessee three games, no Kentucky. Tuds. No Tuds to Kentucky. That's pretty impressive. I know Kentucky's a basketball school, but, bro, it's still a good it's impressive. School for football.
It's impressive, for sure.
It's good enough to score a touchdown. Yeah, dang, that's crazy. That anyway, is cool. Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's a little trivia question there.
Yeah, game day's in Tuscaloosa, right? Is that where the game is, or is it in Athens? Oh, it's in Athens. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
no,
I think they're about to go crazy.
Is it?
Alabama's at home, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, dude, yeah, that'll be a great game to watch. That'd be a great game to watch. But I guess back to NFL.
There we go.
Unfortunately for you, we do have to touch on this.
Yeah.
I just want to pause you.
Baltimore
right
Ravens, man.
I want to pause you. I need to stop you right here. Cowboys fans, listen up. Sell the jorts. Sell the Zeke jersey, the number 21 navy blue jersey. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sell the navy blue Jordan 12 shoes. Sell them. Stop going to the games. Stop doing it. This is an absolute dumpster fire. Our season's over. Jerry, you need to have a garage sale. Everybody's for sale. Who wants Micah?
Man.
Come take him. Come take him.
Speaking of the Cowboys, how do you feel about Belichick trying to, like, you know, stick his foot in the door on the Cowboys, trying to come in there? Sounds like he wants to play with the toys in Jerry World.
If we're continuing down this road that we're at, Mike won't be here in 3 weeks.
Man, I think said he gets this let go last this season. Mid-season? He should not I have gotten re-signed.
Yeah, I think
when y'all lost last year contract here, and he got on that microphone and he said, "I think we're a contending team, and I think I like the roster that we have." After they just got beat. Like, after a loss, you're going to sit here and say that you still think this is the team that's going to win a Super Bowl? They just lost in the playoffs. You didn't even make it to the conference championship, and you're talking about winning a Super Bowl with these guys?
McCarthy's his contract is up after this season.
I was about to say, he's
– there. If we're on this same trajectory here, excuse me if I can talk, he won't be here, and he shouldn't be here. This is just – nobody looks motivated. I mean, this last week, you can't stop Stevie Wonder in the backfield. Anybody can go rush for 100. It's absolutely ridiculous. Micah Parsons is nowhere to be found. I think he's playing, I think he's in the game. I see the number 11 out there, but I mean, it's just an absolute joke. I was telling Bree right before I turned on the game, I have T-minus 20 minutes to be pissed off watching a football game. I'm so much happier when we are not playing football. And watching these games on the TV, it sounds like these season ticket holders are selling these tickets to the Ravens fans, to the Saints fans. The stadium goes insane when they're scoring.
Yeah, a lot of noise.
I don't really see the crowd. Like the camera's not really, you know, scoping out the stadium, but you just hear the difference on TV. And then we start this whole new game plan in the fourth quarter, which finally we start putting up points. Where's this sense of urgency in the first quarter? Why are we just taking our time and doing dumb stuff? If we run very well, no huddle, quick tempo, why the hell are we not doing that all game long?
Not to mention
Texas Tech.
They went for it on fourth down on like the 30-yard line instead of just kicking a field goal. You kick that field goal, now you're looking at a 28-28 ball game. Like, what are we doing? Like, they had given up, and then they started scoring, and they were like, holy crap, we could actually win this. But they had already given up points.
Yeah,
like, it just doesn't make sense.
If it's that early on and, like, the comeback and you have plenty of time, you do have to take your points there, man. I don't know. But, I mean, I guess if they're confident in the play call, man, and you're losing, you got to try – because that's a hindsight call. Like, they didn't get it. But, you know, if they did get it
– I don't remember if it was the fourth quarter. I want to say it was the end of the third quarter when that happened. But it might have been the start of the fourth.
I don't remember.
But either way, like, I just don't understand how you pass that up right there. I mean, that was before they scored. Like, they were far from coming back at the time. But still,
let me tell y'all, the only positive thing about this whole team here – is our stud, absolute stud muffin of a kicker. That is the only thing we got going right now.
Brandon Aubrey's unbelievable.
This dude, I saw a stat. Right now. I saw a stat. I think it was on X. So could be true, could be not. But I think this is true. He's got more fantasy points than like Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, that's
Hill,
true. I saw that
Jamar
too.
Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb. Yeah. It is unreal. And I love it because he's my kicker on fantasy. And I drafted him, I think, in the fourth round or something crazy like that. But I don't even care.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Worth
he gets
it,
me 20 points a week.
Yeah, he's having a fantastic – dude, they did that one kick in Cleveland, man, where it was like a 66-yarder or something would have tied the record, and Fat Mike called a timeout or something. And I don't know if he got the kicker or not, but he would have definitely drained it because he just drained a 65-yarder in Jerry World like it was a damn chip shot.
It's just crazy to watch him. It's so effortless watching him kick. It's like he's doing a chip shot 30-yard field goal and he's 80 yards out. I'm like, dude, what happens if you kick 100%? How far can you kick the football? Can you make a 70-yarder if you're 100%?
That's what I'm saying.
It's insane.
It doesn't even look like he's kicking very hard.
Which is why we only, you know, our scores are in increments of 3. Every final score, you know.
Yep.
So,
no,
it's frustrating, though. I mean, we hear the same stuff every offseason. This one was a little bit different. Jerry was like, I think this team's better than last year. How, Jerry? How in the world is this team any better? It's the same exact team. It's the same team minus Tony Pollard.
Yeah, you added Zeke in there.
You've got Zeke back.
Thank God we got
Zeke
back.
Who really knows?
Thank God.
They're
I
the
miss
same
him
at
so
best,
much.
Even though
that 15 looks so good on him on that sideline. It's just unreal. Getting everybody waters and everything. It's awesome. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be CD. No, he's throwing a fit all the time. But in all seriousness, if I'm Jerry – You got to do something. You screwed us on these contracts. You waited until 30 seconds before the kickoff to sign your quarterback. I mean, you could have done that months ago and saved yourself millions and millions of dollars.
Did
I agree with the decision to sign him?
Week one game, right?
I think I agreed signing him because what other better option do we got except for restart, redraft? Which I'm still down to do at this point. We really need to look at running back and another quarterback, somebody to develop underneath Dak. So Arch Manning, welcome to the Cowboys here in a couple years. We'll see you.
What about Shadur? What if y'all sign Deion? How about that?
Sign Deion to be our coach?
Yeah.
No, thanks. No, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, I think if he continues coaching, it'll be in college football because there's no NFL. Yeah, the NFL just, I feel like, has more qualified opportunities. And think about, like, all the OCs this year. They're going to have a great year. And the DCs, like, and they're going to go on to be a head coach of an org, and they'll bring their crew and stuff like that. It'd be weird seeing Deion in the NFL.
And it's the weirdest thing. I even heard this on the radio this morning. These guys were talking about, why are we keeping this a secret? Dalvin Cook tweeted out, like, number 4 or something like that, like he's about to be playing. And the Cowboys aren't coming out and saying that he's playing. Who gives a shit? Tell the other team that we happily have Dalvin Cook going back in there. I guarantee they still probably show up. Dalvin Cook ain't been good in a while. That shouldn't be no secret that we're holding back. That's our secret weapon. Mr. 150 yard rushing a game. Good luck. Yeah. I mean, it's just an absolute nightmare.
Do you think that would help the run game? You think Zeke's the issue?
I don't think Zeke's the issue. I liked Dowdle last year. I just never saw him as a running back 1. I mean, he was just a good running back 2 that you put in there. Definitely pissed off about Derrick Henry. Absolutely. I don't think anybody isn't pissed off. The fact that we didn't even give him a phone call.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
The thing I've seen is, like, y'all have to pay Zeke like $5 million or something, regardless of if he signed with y'all. And so y'all paid him like $3 million to come to y'all. And so the total equals the same amount that Derrick Henry's getting paid.
We're paying New England for him to play for us. Yeah. That's how bad he is right now, I think, if I have that right.
It's all right. The Denver Broncos are paying Russell Wilson, what, $30 million to play for the Steelers? We're paying Russ $1 million. Pretty much a bag of chips and salary cap.
That's right. That's some lazy salt major right there.
He's not even playing either. He's got that calf strain. And Justin Fields has got a higher QBR than Patrick Mahomes.
But yeah, I mean, love the Cowboys. Always do. It's just rough. Our owners,
I think y'all will be fine,
are absolutely trash. If Jerry retires, we get the son, who is Jerry 2.0. It's going to be like this for a while, boys. Going to be like this for a while. Go Chiefs.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Speaking of the Chiefs, man, they just had another banger Sunday night game that everyone's complaining about them getting bailed out, apparently, but I didn't see nothing happen that got bailed out.
They always say that.
I mean, I saw a missed pass interference, whatever, you know, because at the end of the day, it didn't really – it's just not what ended the game, you know, because on the Falcons' last drive, they got Snead on a just horrendous PI call that kept the drive alive. I mean, that was like an NBA foul. I mean, he like barely even touched it, and they called a PI. So kept the drive alive. And then the Falcons called a very questionable 4th-and-1 play. Who do you think Bijan is, man? You really think Bijan Robinson's going to get that yard like that? That ain't going to happen.
That was pretty egregious. Not going to even. Like, there's just why? Just even if the bro, I wish they would have QB sneaked it. They probably would have got it. But, you know, oh, man, there's just so many reasons why that just wasn't the play call, bro. They obviously weren't going to sneak it. And then you got two guys in the backfield. I wonder which one they're going to hand it to.
Yeah, as soon as I saw the play unfold and Bijan get the ball, I just immediately was like, what was that play call? Like, I knew it was going to get stuffed. Like,
dude,
that's just not.
Throw Penix in there. Let Penix go sneak it. Get him some little PT, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, if you need something. Like,
speaking of rookie quarterbacks, dude, that guy might have the best arm out of this class. That guy might have the best arm out of this class, and we're not seeing any reps of him. But he might be sitting, man. He might be sitting like Jordan Love, set behind Aaron Rodgers.
He's going to be straight. I mean, sitting behind Kirk Cousins, he's going to be all right.
Kirk is extremely, like, fundamental. One of, like, the last, like, 5 quarterbacks that still, like, goes through reads, adjusts, calls checks, like, yeah. So he'll learn a lot.
The Falcons are good though, man. Falcons,
I know, it's kind of weird. Like, they're not bad. Like they're 1-2, yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of teams that are 1-2 right now.
Nuts.
Yeah, the Cowboys. You said their season's done. I don't think their season's done. I think they're going to find a way to get into the season.
The fans need to stop going to the games. We got to do something. Let Jerry sit up there in his suite and look out and just see the other team's colors all over the stadium. It's not Jerry's world no more. It's just away team's world.
These next couple games, I mean, I'm not going to lie. The Cowboys play the Giants. That should be a win. They play the Steelers, and, I mean, the Steelers are kind of hot right now, so who knows how that goes.
That's a Sunday nighter, bro. I can't wait for that game.
The Lions and the Cowboys, I mean, the Lions are also pretty good, so who knows. But the Cowboys, if they play the way they're capable of playing, the Cowboys are definitely a good team when they play. They could have a chance to win that game. And same thing with the 49ers. 49ers are not playing super hot right now.
They are plagued by injuries.
So, I mean, it's
– we're in a tough spot because we can't run the football. Like, literally can't run the football. Tony Pollard was pretty decent last year. I would say he was good. I would say he was good last year.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
And it was just an option that we had. Now you have a play-action game. But you know – that Dak's throwing the ball 45 times a game. Has to. I mean, shit, you paid the man $2.3 million a game. He's going to have to throw it.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, I mean, it is what it is. We don't have no play action game. Maybe Dowdle comes up with something. We'll see. I mean, he got hurt last year, but before he got hurt, he looked really good. So maybe this is another thing that he got hurt and now he's not going to be the same. I'm not too sure on that yet, but it's tough. When you don't have a run game, it's hard to win football games, especially if you can't stop the run on the other side of the ball either. Not good formula there.
You got to find balance.
Who do y'all think is the best team in the NFL right now?
Probably the Bills, man.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say Bills.
Which is crazy, too, man. That's crazy. I thought the Bills would take a step back.
Me too.
The receivers. The receiving core, I don't even know who they really are, to be honest with you. Who are the receivers?
That's kind of a benefit for them. They gave away Diggs, and now they got, like,
Gabe Davis.
Anybody out there.
Well,
yeah.
But Keon Coleman's been good for them. And obviously, like, James Cook has been –
James Cook's
going crazy.
Yeah,
so
he's
far,
been
man.
A monster this year.
Yeah, and then.
But it's impressive, though. I mean, Josh Allen is clear MVP favorite right now, and I know it's early. But with what he's doing, passing the football, passing touchdowns, he's rushing. I mean, he's got that offense on flames, and I can't tell you a receiver that they got.
I hate to say it. I can't confirm this. I think Mahomes is leading the league in interceptions.
Well, they definitely have. I know they have. They have Shakir.
What's his name?
They have Keon Coleman, the rookie.
Richardson.
I'm pretty sure they have Curtis Samuel, and they have MVS also. Yeah, mm-hmm. Anthony Richardson is definitely leading the NFL in interceptions. That guy.
How many does he
have? What?
How many does he have?
I don't know. Five or six.
I think six.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that guy, the last 2 weeks has spent at halftime a combined negative 2.5 points in fantasy.
Let's see.
Negative 2.5.
All right, Mahomes has 4. Richardson has 6. Then Will Levis at 5.
Okay. Will Levis. How can we forget?
I forgot about Will Levis, too. Yeah.
We were just talking about him.
I see Mahomes is top 3, at least tied for 3rd.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's still like good.
Caleb Williams has also thrown – Damn.
Dude. Yeah, Caleb's throwing some bad picks.
What do y'all think about Travis Kelce right now?
Man.
He's a little bit fluffy.
He ain't doing nothing. I get what you're saying.
I don't know. I mean, I wish he was out there doing what he normally does, but
I think he will. I mean, you just gotta give him a few weeks.
You just gotta stick around. Give him some time, let him
all off season,
he's
just partying, going to concerts, living the high life, drinking.
Yeah,
he's gonna
Being
get
Taylor
his,
Swift's boyfriend.
He'll get himself back in football shape.
I also think at this point, right now, man, he's just such a giant decoy. It's like Yeah. He's just opening up so much more offense for them because he's drawing so much attention. And it's like, yes, please take our tight end out so that Rashee Rice can have 150.
Yeah.
You know, like because Rashee Rice is like the king of run after the catch, bro. He gets so many yards after the catch. It's crazy. But I think Travis will eventually get weaseled back into the offense because how can you not, man? He's been the best tight end for like the last 5 years straight, you know? And then I saw somebody trying to compare like him to Gronk and stuff. And they were saying, well, Kelsey's getting double teamed. Well, Gronk was also getting double teamed. He put up Hall of Fame numbers, bro. At this point in Gronk's career, he was already retired. Travis Kelce is older than Gronk right now than when Gronk retired. So no, he wasn't actually. And you're right though. Kelce has also been putting up Hall of Fame numbers. Kelce has out-received Gronk in every level. So that was just such a mindless, casual chirp, like not knowing that Kelsey's already older than Gronk was when he retired. So that was just something that aggravated me because people just like to blabber on the internet. Gronk was great. Nobody's denying that. I'm not even saying Kelsey's better than Gronk. I'm just saying at this point in his career, Gronk was retired. So,
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, man. And then this upcoming week, everybody's got some decent little matchups. Cowboys, get your game out tomorrow. Get your game out of the way tomorrow. The Giants, man, if y'all don't beat the Giants, man, you got to sound the alarms. That would not be good.
Especially if we not only beat them, we need to beat them by double digits at least. There's got to be something that needs. I mean, this offense has got to open up. And something's got to give. You're going to give up 20 points? Okay, then start scoring 40. Start scoring 30. Score the freaking ball once we – I mean, it's been like this for who knows how long. Once we get past the 50-yard line, I'm automatically thinking we're kicking a field goal. And it's been like that for a while. It runs dry. And it's been like that for years. So
– oh, I hear you.
But, yeah, I mean, we should take care of business. It's at New York. We're favored by 6 points. We should blow that out of the water. But then again, we should have done a lot of things already this year, and we haven't. So
we'll see. Know. I saw another stat that said that so far this season, every week the biggest underdog has won. The team that is, like, least favored by, like, the most points – has won each week. I don't remember what team it was this week.
All right, so that's the Patriots this week or this upcoming week. Is it the
Patriots?
Yeah. San Fran's favored by 10. It is the Patriots.
Yeah, so we'll see if that streak continues. I couldn't imagine the Niners. I couldn't imagine the Niners starting out 1-3. That would be – because that is the team that I had – I think I had them in the Super Bowl, but I definitely had them in the NFC Championship.
So, I mean, the NFC, you look across the board, there's no clear favorites, and I feel like it's going to be like that all year. It's going to come down to the wire.
Two horse race, but it's
AFC, you got the Chiefs, you got the Bills again, is what it's looking like.
Yeah, the Ravens aren't quite there yet, but they just found some steam there. It's very early in the season, but yeah, but
it's going to be a fun year, I think. It's going to be a fun year for
somebody.
Football. We'll see how
somebody made a playoff bracket right now, which is, I mean, it's insane to make a playoff bracket through 3 weeks of football. But as of right now, the Steelers would be the one seed in the AFC. And I think that is just fake. Like, I mean, the Steelers' defense is good, but the Steelers have played Kirk Cousins week one on a brand new team. Okay. And then they played Bo Nix in his second NFL game ever. Who he seems to have figured something out. And then they played the Chargers with one half of Justin Herbert.
Look at it like this. Y'all scored 20 points. I didn't think y'all were going to score 20 points all year.
Yeah. Well, the team is starting to spread more. Justin Fields is starting to actually throw the ball more. Like, it's weird. If you watch every single game this season, each week the offense has gotten more open, more shots. The run game's a little better. It's weird how the offense is, like, evolving. But I still, you know, I don't really trust Justin Fields. As long as he doesn't turn the ball over. He threw one pick last week. But it was some crazy, like, triple tip pass that Bud Dupree caught. So well, as long as he's not doing anything careless, as long as he's not doing anything careless, like, that's all that matters. Because right now the Steelers are really leaning on their defense.
Yeah, that's what y'all talked about last week, though. I mean, all y'all need is just Justin Fields not to screw y'all over, and y'all will be all right.
Literally. Yeah, and the Steelers play Anthony Richardson, who we just confirmed is leading the NFL in interceptions. So I am quite excited for this. I hope that, you know, for the sake of my fantasy team, I hope Richardson has a good game. But also, man, I'll take a bad game if it means the Steelers whip that ass, because I would love to be going 4-0 into that Sunday night game against the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs, they might not be 4-0 at the end of the week, bro. They play the Chargers. That's a division game.
Yeah, man, but I mean, Chargers, if Herbert's still hurt, man, if the Herbert's still hurt, y'all are going to be fine. Because who was there? Yeah. Who was the backup that came in? I don't know. I stopped watching the game. I just knew it was over once Herbert tweaked his ankle. But the Chargers had negative 5 yards in the second half. So I think the Chiefs are going to be fine.
I didn't know they had Taylor Heinicke. That's lit.
Was it Heinicke? Man, you couldn't even tell, man. He was getting ambushed. He's getting ambushed. TJ Watt sure did welcome Joe Alt into the NFL. Mm. So that was always good. But yeah, and then Jacksonville plays the Texans. I mean, Jacksonville's fresh off of a just brutal beatdown. And then, but also the Texans are also off of a brutal beatdown. So just about who can piece it together down there.
But the Jaguars are streaking though. I mean, they're at 3. They're at 0-3, 3 in a row.
Yeah, they don't have a win yet. Yeah. And then, but the game that I'm excited to watch, man, I'm excited to watch that Carolina game, man. Andy Dalton gets to play the Bengals in Carolina,
awesome.
Man. Like that'd
be awesome.
That could be awesome, man. Imagine the Bengals starting out 0-4, man. That would be insane. That would be insane. 0-4 for the AFC North favorite.
Would their season basically be over?
I read something that said no team that no only one team in the last like 10 years, I think, that started out 0-3 made the playoffs. Only one team. I don't even remember who it was.
That's crazy.
So they're already 0-3.
It's gonna be different now though. I mean, there's more games.
Was it not the Bengals a couple seasons ago?
I don't remember. Did they start out 0-3?
I know the Bengals have started out 0-2 the last 3 seasons in a row.
Yeah. Might have been them.
They made the playoffs.
I just know that at this point, it's early in the season, but now we're starting to get chipped through, and now it's time to start. All right, fellas, we can't keep figuring shit out. It's time to win some football games.
Yeah. I mean, okay? This is about to be the quarter season mark.
Yeah, this is the quarter season mark, man. We got to start getting some wins here. All right. The 1-2 teams are perfectly fine. I feel good if I'm 1-2. That's perfectly. I feel even better 2-1. But 1-2 teams are fine because you're one win away from 500, and then you just do it again the next week, and now you got a winning record. But if you go 0-4, 1-3, now it's starting to look bad because now you're playing some catch up. It's one thing to be one game down. But it's another thing to be multiple games down because now you got to really play from behind while teams in your division are starting to pull away. So, but I think the Cowboys are going to be fine. You guys will surely defeat the New York football Giants because, man.
That's cold.
I don't know what Daniel Jones's record is against the Cowboys, but it can't be good.
I think it can't be good. Maybe 1 or 2 wins, I think, if that.
Yeah. It can't be good. And it's also nothing against the Cowboys, man, but Lamar Jackson is now officially 21-1 against the NFC. So that guy does not lose to NFC teams, man. He has had an insane winning record against NFC teams. That has to be like the all-time record for win-loss ratio. Like it has to be.
That is gnarly.
Defeating teams in an opposing conference, man. That's insane. It's like if he played in the NFC, he would be like undefeated damn near. Weird to think about.
Well, stay over there, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding. And then the Rams play the Bears. Oy. I mean, it's weird. You know, Caleb Williams has been playing pretty bad, but the Bears, both their losses, one-score games, man. Their defense is stout, but is it stout enough? I don't know. I think Caleb Williams will figure it out, man. I truly think Caleb Williams is one of, like, the best football quarterbacks I have ever seen on a field. Like the stuff he would do at in college, man, stuff he was doing at OU. I mean, holy cow, man. You just like can't teach that. His just like natural ability to scramble and throw and make plays. But, and man, the Rams without Aaron Donald, whew, they're looking rough, man. I mean, they did just get a win over the Niners, which is huge. Because, I mean, the Niners are still a good team. Even though they're plagued by injuries, they're still a good team. But, yeah, man, the Rams without Aaron Donald is a weird, weird dynamic, man. Their defense is not as active. And then Cliff gets to play against the Cardinals, man. Commanders, I think they're going to Arizona, right? Yeah,
they're
going to
Arizona. In good deal.
So that would be good for him to maybe – did he get fired or did he leave? He got fired, right?
He got fired.
Yeah, he got fired, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be good for him, good opportunity for him to, you know, replicate, you know, what he could have done with Kyler Murray. Although Kyler Murray, man, he's looking pretty good too, man. The Cardinals do not look that bad either this year, which is kind of blowing my mind because I thought the Cardinals would be awful going into this season.
I think Kyler's going out with something to prove, and it looks like he's finally found that connection with Marvin Harrison, so we'll see if that just keeps going.
Yeah, and then James Conner did not have a good week last week, but James Conner's still definitely a standout running back one. And then Bo Nix, I mean, he's fresh off a great game against Tampa, but now he gets to play that New York defense, man. I don't know how much – they definitely don't run the ball good, so they're going to have to rely on Bo's ability to make a play, and that might just be one of those games that you just chalk it up on the calendar and look forward to next week, man, because Aaron Rodgers looked unbelievable last week. I don't think anybody would have beat them last week.
Man, yeah, the Jets look good, man, especially – you know, you start to wonder what would have happened last year if this man could have just kept playing.
Oh, yeah, man. Sorry, this is a new season, man. But, yeah, he is definitely back, and he's still got it, man. The 40-year-old man out there showing them 25-year-olds. This is how white man throws a football right here. Mm. So
not many of those anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. How many start? We're not getting into that, actually.
This isn't a political podcast here.
Yeah. We talk about sports here, okay? But, yeah, man, I mean, the Browns, they take on the Raiders. Raiders are pretty heartbroken after losing to what many people thought was the worst team in the NFL. They got smoked, gave up 36 points. And now they play the masseuse guy. And, I mean, they're also fresh off a loss, but they're getting close to having Nick Chubb back, man. You think Nick Chubb coming back for the Browns is going to help them?
Absolutely.
It's got to.
Who's their running back right now?
They don't really know.
It's Jerome Ford.
Well, they keep – Dante Foreman's been getting more carries.
Yeah, which is weird because Jerome Ford had a great season last year after Nick Chubb got hurt.
Which that was sleeper fantasy pick by me. I think I got him in like the 9th round. Everybody called me dumb. I'm like, if he comes back, that fool's automatic.
We'll see. A lot of people had Tua and Nick Chubb. Now look at them.
Yeah, they might be getting active. But I think the Browns are fine. I mean, like I said, man, it's hard to not overreact to these performances. But
some of these are
bad. And then the Bills, they get to play another primetime game Sunday night against the Ravens.
That'll be a good game, hopefully.
Be a good game. We'll get to really test our theory and see if the Bills are the best team in the NFL or if the Ravens have figured it out and they have a new light.
Hopefully it doesn't come down to toe landing on the line.
Sometimes all it takes is that one win, man, and you start figuring it out. And then we got another double header on Monday night. Titans.
Yeah, I hope they keep doing this.
Yeah, dude, I could watch more football, man. Put a game on Tuesday. I mean, fuck it. You know, like,
yeah,
let's make it a 7-day a week thing here. But
come on, man.
But yeah, Titans and Dolphins. I mean, dude, the Dolphins. It's so hard to even take the Dolphins serious now, man. Tua being hurt. They just they almost just don't stand a chance, man. I mean, Skylar Thompson was like fantastic at K-State when he was there, but you know, this, we talk about
what's
this, man.
What's up
this
is the with NFL, that dude, man?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what
he
I'm saying.
Like, he just doesn't know how to play, though. He was
that's
so
what I'm
cold
saying.
At Kansas State.
That's what I'm saying, man. He looked, he was great at Kansas State, man. So good that I wish Texas Tech had him. I mean, he was so good at K-State. But it's that NFL, man. It's the confidence. You know, if you don't go in there believing in yourself that you can score and you can fill in this absence for this guy that just got hurt, then nothing's going to happen. But I don't know how he can lack confidence, man. You got, like, the two of the fastest receivers in the NFL that will happily catch a football from you. All you got to do is get it to him.
Throw him screens and just let him take off.
Yeah, man. Give him some yak.
Please, for the sake of my fantasy team, throw that ball to Tyreek.
And then they got Devin Achane, and he's just – what is he averaging, like 7 yards a carry, man? It's like some crazy, like, yardage per carry. But he might only be doing that also due to the factor of a passing offense. And I don't know. It was one game. Like I said, hard to overreact when you give these guys one game to step in. I mean, look at Malik Willis. He stepped in that Brazil game for one play, and people were actually judging it, even though the game was over. And now he's hitting stride, and he's out there slinging it. You know, it's you just got to believe in your team and yourself.
Yeah, they might have to trade Jordan Love now.
Yeah, they got the next man up. Shoot, man, Steelers will take Jordan Love. They're shopping.
Yeah, go ahead. Add a sixth quarterback to that roster.
What about Bryce Young?
Get real. Y'all think Bryce Young's going to get traded? Since you were talking about – we never really added on that. You were talking about how they need to move on now if they're going to do it.
Yeah, why would you not? I mean, there's got to be – you got to think of it like actual player locker room perspective. You take that guy out, they all know that he's done. They all got to know it. You can't throw him back in there. It looked terrible. Andy Dalton came in there. It looked flawless. It was a completely different team. You can't do that. And if you keep just throwing him back in there and then he sucks even worse, you're going to get no value out of that. You still have something to hold on to. This was a high first-round pick. Very, very young, inexperienced. You know, Carolina was terrible last year. You have that to go off of. You could at least make a third round, a fourth round, maybe. You know, a team is desperate for a quarterback. But you can't just keep him in there. He's had to have lost the locker room at this point. Seeing Andy Dalton go up in there, fired everybody up. It's got to be done with him and get rid of it while you can and get something out of it. And that's coming from me, a Dallas Cowboy fan, where we should have traded guys so many times and get stuff back, but we don't. We keep them. We sign them for more money, and then they end up sucking. So just take it from me. Get rid of it. Restart if you need to. The quarterback class that's coming back this year isn't too bad. Draft you another one, but get rid of Bryce Young. Somebody will take him.
I saw something that said they have been inquired for trades. And they have declined. They said they are not interested in trading him right now.
That's ridiculous.
I wonder if they might have ripped him out and said, look, you weren't ready yet, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you time to actually study a little bit and maybe watch how this shit's supposed to get done and watch this ginger go out here and show you how to sling the rock. All right. But, I mean, granted, I don't think Bryce Young can do what Andy Dalton just did, man. He played outstanding.
He played almost perfect.
Outstanding. And we did call that. It's funny because sometimes, it's just like these veteran quarterbacks, man, they just see the game differently. They've just been here so long that the game almost moves at like a normal pace for them. You know, like Bryce Young, man, I could only imagine right now, if I was at quarterback in the NFL and I took a snap, right now, I could only imagine how fast everything around me would move. And I mean, he's not like the biggest guy either. So he doesn't really have like the clearest line of sight to the receivers behind the line. And his timing of stuff just really isn't that great. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think he's done temporarily, man. I don't know if the Panthers see a future with Andy Dalton. But I mean, it's like I said earlier, man, those coaches, they don't have any obligation to Bryce Young. They weren't there when they drafted him, and they, if they don't see like a future with him, then yeah, man, trade him, get something, man. Cause like I said, teams have called, but apparently they're not interested. I don't know. Like some orgs are just destined to fail, man. They don't really know how to succeed. I have no idea why you would not trade him if you just benched him. Cause you don't, I don't know.
And like I said, that quarterback class for the next couple years is going to be good. If Andy Dalton ends up going back to regular Andy Dalton and you have close to a number one overall pick, you'll be able to get something up there to restart. I mean, just get, like you said, get something out of it, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, time will tell, but obviously as of right now, Andy Dalton, he definitely is QB1 and he also definitely has won that locker room over, you know. Probably just stepped in there, put his helmet on, was like, hey, man, let's sling this thing. And now that he's shown what they're capable of, they're definitely riding with him. So that might be something else to think about with Caleb Williams, man. I mean, some of his receivers, they didn't look too pleased with him at the end of that last game.
Are you talking about trading Caleb Williams?
No. But maybe put Tyson Bagent, bro, or something. Like, because maybe – I don't know, man. Yeah, it is crazy to think about that, like, they put in these rookies and they just expect them to just be studs, man. Like, especially if your team is bad. They just can't do it. They don't have the willpower to make that happen. You know, like, they were stars at their college school probably because their team in college was probably on average better than the team that they played against most of the time, you know? So, yeah, 100%. They were able to really show out. But when they're on, like, an even playing field, they can't out-athlete everyone on the field anymore because now they're not playing against – you know, like, one or two of, you know, draft picks. No, they're playing against, like, everyone on the field is an NFL player. They are one of the best at that position, and now you got to handle it, and you're younger than most of them unless there's, like, another rookie on the field. So they know what's going on more than you do. I don't know. I don't know what these teams expect from these guys. Like, it's just so unrealistic to act like they're going to go in there and just whoop ass, man. The Bears suck. You know, you could throw – I've said this a million times, man. You could throw Mahomes in at Chicago, man, and they would suck. You know, like, it's just a foundation issue. But I also said that about the Panthers, and clearly that is not true because Andy Dalton went out there – yeah, that's just going to be talked about for the next couple weeks, especially if he does it again this Sunday. Oh, my goodness. That would be crazy if he did it again. And they won another game, 2-2, season back on the rails. Whew. That'd be crazy, bro. That'd be crazy. But, I mean, yeah, I think that's all the NFL, like, stuff that we have to talk about.
Do we want to talk about Lions or no?
Oh, no, I guess we ran over that one.
Are the Seahawks good?
Well, without Kenneth Walker, I mean, look, Zach Charbonnet is still great, but he's not the factor that Kenneth Walker is.
They also haven't played anybody. Broncos, Patriots, Dolphins. This will be their first test.
Yeah, the Lions are a good team. I don't know how they're going to stop that duo, man. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are just yard monsters. I mean, the Lions just run such an efficient offense behind Jared Goff. It's just crazy. Another quarterback getting his second wind at a different team, man. It's crazy how you just – it really is like the system that you're in. If it's not for you, then you just struggle, you know. But, yeah, the Lions are a good team, man. So I think the Lions are definitely going to take that one. Nothing against the Seahawks, but they just don't have the offense to keep up with the Lions.
I would love for a team like the Lions to get in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be crazy.
It'd be one of the few times that, like, the entire country would genuinely be like, oh, man, this would be cool if they won, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it would be, man. It would be cool. Like, if the Lions played the Steelers, man, I'd like – if in the Super Bowl, in theory, I low-key wouldn't be that mad if the Lions won. Like, I'd be mad, but we made it, and we lost to the Lions. Dude, like, that that city and Dan Campbell, dude, they like deserve that. And they were close last year. They were so close to get there.
They're taking kneecaps. They might as well come home with a trophy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no kidding, man. Oh, yeah, dude. Bite his knee off on the way up. Yeah.
All right. So I got one more question for you boys for right now. I might have another one later. Out of all these games that we talked about, what game do you think would be the absolute cheapest to go to? Like the cheapest ticket out of all these games we talked about? Which one do you think it'd be?
Ticket.
Oh, Rams, Bears, Jags.
Bro, Texans? I would say like the Cardinals and the
Commanders. The Cardinals play the Commanders, but that's probably going to be a good game, no?
Cardinals is correct.
That's the cheapest one?
$19.
Wow.
$19.
Dang, dude. Dang. That's probably going to be a good game. Let's go.
Oh, yeah? I mean, Arizona's down there. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it's nothing against like the factor of the game. It's just like, one, you do have to take in location and prestigiousness of the stadium. And I would just, two, I mean,
I just love seeing that because the Cowboys tickets, you're looking at $300, whether we're 16 or 0-16.
To get you
a seat in there. You can go stand for $200. You can go stand and watch the game.
Yeah, that is just, that's
but it's just absolutely absurd.
That is just barbaric. Yeah, AT&T is expensive, man. Every single game is expensive.
I'm just so irritated with this team right now. Absolutely irritated.
It's all right. You won't be when they
Everything
win
about
that.
It. Everything about it. The $75 parking that's a mile away from the stadium.
Dude, yeah, the parking is expensive. It's 75?
You want general facilities, crazy, brother. Man. You're spending $100, $150 to get you up.
Oh, if you want on the plot.
If you want parking? Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If you want to be able to see the stadium from where you park, that's what it's looking like.
So if you got to park at the Subway a quarter mile down the street or something.
Oh yeah. Get you a foot long. Oh my God. Say that you're crazy. There to just eat you some dinner, and stay there for a couple hours. Hopefully you don't get towed.
Hopefully. That's Jerry World.
That's how you do it. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, parking's – holy crap, man. The only time I pay for parking at Jerry World is for Supercross, man, and it's like $50 at that one.
Whew, well, that's man, like – so when I worked in Arlington and the Rangers had their opening day, this was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I went over there, and I was on my lunch break, went to Subway – which is right down the street. The guy said at the gate, "Hey, are you here for Subway or for the game?" And I'm in my work uniform. I'm like, I'm picking up a sandwich. But just curious, how much would it be to park here? $70 to park at that Subway.
Oh, God.
I said, "Do you know who's playing here today? This is the Texas Rangers."
Yeah, this was like years ago.
Are the Cowboys a special appearance or something? Are they a halftime performance at this baseball game or something? Am I missing anything?
$70.
And I was like, okay, so what's the deal with that? He was like, yeah, it's because it's opening weekend. Next week it'll be back to $15-$20. I'm like, jeez, dude.
Taxing.
Yeah, just trying to get as much money as they can.
Taxing.
Oh, yeah. They're just sucking it out of the people of the United States. It's ridiculous.
Well, if you want to talk about sucking money, you want to talk about these parlays and prize picks this week?
Oh, Lordy. Uh-oh. Yeah, let's lose some more money here.
Hold on, wait. Let me get my phone out. I got to make these bets.
All right.
Yeah.
How much money you got?
I got a parlay and a prize picks cooked.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Well, let's hear that prize picks first.
All right.
Because that one was close.
This one's money. I put down $15 on this one right here, all right?
Oh, God. All right.
Jaden Daniels, 47.5 rushing yards. That's over.
Most definitely.
All right. Andy Dalton. I took the over, 227.5 passing yards. Come on now.
You got a pair, buddy. You got a pair.
You're CD risking it right Lamb. There. He's going to get a tutty. He's going to find the end zone this week. Okay. One time. Right. At least one time.
That's good.
I'll give you that one.
And then I got Justin Jefferson. He's going to also find the end zone one time. Mm. And then I got Brandon Aubrey, he's going to kick me 2 field goals. That's the prize picks right there. That's
definitely going to hit.
Yeah. Yeah. You're reaching for that Dalton.
Hey, Andy Dalton, I took the over on him last week. It was 211. And I told y'all, I told Riley, he threw for 300. He's got it.
Well, there you have it. Make your money. Yeah.
Could happen.
Let's see it.
Well, let's hear that parlay now.
All right. This one, I don't think it's too crazy, honestly. All right. So I got the Vikings to win in Green Bay. They're the underdog for some reason, but they're plus 125 to win. So I took that.
All right.
The Eagles, they're minus 1.5. So, you know, I took that. They'll probably win that game by 2 points. The Bucks?
Or not the Bucks.
So. No, yeah,
they play the Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah, they do play the Bucks.
And then I took the Commanders to stay within 3.5. They are the underdog. I kind of feel like they might have a shot to win, but I don't know. The Cardinals are probably pretty good. But it is a revenge game for Cliff, so I'm planning on them keeping it close. So I got them hopefully keeping it within a field goal. It's plus 3.5 on that. Then the Bills, for whatever reason, the MVP favorite, Josh Allen, is the underdog going into Baltimore. So I had to take the Bills to win.
Yep.
And then the Titans, they're
playing. Oh, my goodness, son. How much is parlay?
It's just five.
This is a 20-team parlay right here. $1 to win $1.5 million.
It's actually $1 to win $30. It's really not at all. I thought it was kind of crazy. And then I put it on there. I was like, all right. But then, yeah, the Titans, I just took them to cover the spread. They're a 1-point spread.
So we'll see how that goes. There you go. Did you cook something up?
Who, Tyler? Who's that?
Did you cook something up or what?
You got a prize picks?
No, I don't. I'm just a college football betting man.
All right, we'll get on that in a second then. All right, so the NFL parlay that I had after going – I literally went like 1-for-4 last week. So that was good. But this one's – it's a different week. You know, this one's going to hit. So
yeah, on to the next one.
This might be crazy, but I got the Panthers plus 4. Taking the spread. The Bengals are 0-3. They're in Carolina. Andy Dalton's new life. He's playing against his old team. Surely they're going to win, man. Like, I think they might win. But if they don't win, I could see a McPherson game-winning field goal. And then the Bengals get their first win of the season. Something like that. And then the Commanders, they got plus 3.5 against the Cardinals. Now, I think they're going to win that game. But that's just another field goal spread. But I think the Commanders are going to beat the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, man. The Commanders seem kind of hot right now. It's kind of weird. And I just don't have any faith in Kyler Murray to win that game. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's at home for the Cardinals, but whatever.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And then Chiefs, 7.5-point spread. Like I said, man, the Chargers, I understand it's a divisional game, but man, if they don't have Herbert, they stand no chance. I mean, Steelers can beat the Chiefs or beat the Chargers by 10 points, the Chiefs can do it. I mean, that is just – oh, man. Who was it? Taylor Heineke? Man, he looked so bad out there in the second half. I mean, like I said, man, minus 5 total yards of offense in the second half. This is NFL football, dude. That is unacceptable. So I think the Chiefs are going to cover the spread. And then I also took the Buffalo Bills winning straight up. That is absurd to me.
Yeah, that's
a team
that
is
ridiculous.
1-2, a team that is 1-2 on the brink of being 0-3 is the favorite to beat the Bills. The MVP right now, bro. So I think Josh Allen's going to march on in there and get active. But yeah, I guess now we can transition into some college football. And to start it out, why don't you read us that college football parlay? Did you cook one of those up?
Well, I haven't cooked it up just yet. I normally do that about Thursday.
Oh, I got you. I got you. That's tomorrow.
What's a day early? Come on now.
Oh, no, that's all good. We could just start talking about college football. Yeah, let's really talk about the Big 12.
Man.
Let's talk about the Big 12 football here.
The Big 12.
Mm. Who?
Travis Hunter.
Oh, yeah. He looks pretty good, man. If we're going to talk about the Big 12, man, I mean, Utah still looks just unreal, man. I mean, they look like real, like, playoff team.
Yeah,
thank God we don't have to play them.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah, no kidding. No kidding. I mean, of all the Big 12 teams, I think that Utah is probably, like, the only one that would win or would make the playoffs.
Playoff, yeah. So they'll for sure win the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, I mean, looking top to bottom, man, there's just – I'm not seeing it. I mean, I would have told you Oklahoma State, but I mean, shit, man, they struggled hard against Arkansas.
Yeah, they didn't look good. And then they, they didn't have any offense. It kind of looked horrendous.
Yeah.
And Alan Bowman's still playing, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude, that is just
unreal.
I can't believe he's still.
Well, that was supposed to be the battle of the seventh year quarterbacks, but. Carson Rising or Cameron Rising.
Cam Rising still dealing with the hand injury, but he could come back for some point in the game. Utah plays Arizona this week, so that should be a cakewalk of a win. And then you sent me something earlier, man. Colorado, they go to the University of Central Florida. They are extremely unfavored. Yeah, to win that game.
14.5 favorites, UCF.
That's crazy. Yeah, a 2-touchdown favorite.
That's kind of disrespectful, bro. That's kind of disrespectful.
What'd you say?
Am I missing something?
I don't know, man. Yeah, you tell it.
14.5. There's got to be something there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, apparently people are saying UCF's supposed to be pretty good, but, like, Colorado looks pretty good to me. I mean, that game last week was pretty crazy. Yeah. Baylor kind of sold.
I'm definitely picking Colorado to at least cover that.
At the bare minimum. They're playing at UCF, so, you know, maybe that plays a factor into it. But, bro, I think Colorado's got a shot to win that game. I mean, see why they don't
have a shot. It should be a good one.
Yeah, I mean, all these games look pretty good to me.
So, Sean, do you want to talk about Texas Tech making the playoffs? Is that what you were leading to?
I don't know about that. I don't know who told you that was going to happen. That's probably not going to happen.
That's going on the street, man. I don't know. I just wanted to check on you.
I'm just going to let you know it's not going to happen. Although, you've been looking pretty good.
Oh no.
I gotta don't say, we've been exceeding my expectations.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah, no kidding, man. When your expectations is to get your ass whooped every week.
I mean, I thought we weren't even gonna have 3 wins this season, and here we are, 3-1. We made it. Yeah. We did it.
Give me 2 points, baby.
Oh, this Cincinnati game we have this weekend, man, that's going to be a hard game. Cincinnati is a good team.
One thing that I did say is that we have a cake schedule, and that still stands.
If we can play
the way that we played against UNT, if we can play like that every week, or hell, I'll even take how we played last week if Barron can pump up that completion percentage. Cincinnati, one, kicked the crap out of Houston. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my. They might do that to us. I'll believe it when I see it, but I'm not going to take that as a win. But moving on to next week, we got Arizona. That should be a good game. If we're going by what ESPN says, we're going to beat Cincinnati. And then we're going to beat Arizona.
Yep.
And then we're going to beat Baylor.
Yep.
And then we're going to beat TCU. TCU's favorite to beat us.
Oh, no, we're going to beat TCU's ass, man. If they can lose to sorry-ass SMU, we best whoop their ass.
We're not the favorite, but we're in Fort Worth, so whatever.
Well, we will be. But, that is ridiculous.
We're projected to win our next 3 games. Like, are you kidding me, ESPN? We're going to go 6-1 to start the season.
And just like that, we're in a bowl game, first place in the Big 12.
And then, you know.
So you heard
Iowa
State's
probably
going to
smack us. No.
Yeah, we might
get to 6-1, brother.
Give me the 12.
We're not going to beat Iowa State. And no, you know, come Colorado, bro. If we're 6-1, according to ESPN, 7-1, dude. Oh my!
If we don't beat Colorado, I'm gonna
ESPN's
be pissed.
Projecting us to win that game. So you know, you call ESPN, they say we're going fucking 7-2 going into Oklahoma State,
dude. Washington State needed to be ranked. They are a good football team, man. They're a good football team.
Did they just beat Nebraska? Oh, no, Illinois beat Nebraska.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
They did beat the crap out of San Jose State, and they're undefeated.
But Washington State.
Yeah, Washington State.
They beat Washington, too.
We'll see. They play Boise State this week. If they win, they'll probably be ranked at least 25.
Yeah, they're starting to look good. And then the teams on the outer rankings, K-State.
They might make the playoffs.
OK State at K-State. That'll be a good game. I mean, I don't know. I don't really see how K-State's favored to win that game. I understand they're at home, but I think Oklahoma State's still a good team.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right,
I think
right
Oklahoma
now,
State's still pretty good.
As it sits, 12 teams that you got in the playoffs.
Ooh.
The 12 teams in the playoffs, like in order or just in general?
No, there's no way we can put them in order yet.
No, just in general.
Yeah. I mean, I say you got to throw Georgia and Bama in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's going to be the game of the week this week, and we'll probably see a rematch.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, they seem to rematch every year.
I mean, Miami looks pretty good. Or you think they could win the ACC? I think so.
Yeah, they're definitely the best team in the ACC, bro. Florida State is just so ass.
The playoffs are
going
to be so crazy to watch.
Dude, yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
How about Michigan? They're ranked 12 right now. Do we think they could make it in?
I don't think
so,
man.
I think Michigan's going to have three losses by the end of the year, man.
Oh, man. How do you think that Michigan-Ohio State game is going to go?
Ohio State, man. Michigan just looks so underpowered right now.
Well, then that puts Ohio State in for sure.
Why have you not picked Texas yet?
Yeah.
Well, Texas, yeah. Definitely.
UT's going to be in as much
UT
as I hate
to
say.
Unreal. Yeah.
Well, see,
they look like the best team that I've watched.
Be a rematch of this Georgia-Bama game.
Yeah, they look like the best team I've watched this year, man. They
with
they
a
look
second
so
string
good.
Quarterback
and
through their
and I hate it. I hate every second of it.
Yeah.
I hate it, man.
Yeah,
because at least A&M sucks
forever, but they do. Yeah, they're cold.
Yeah, but I ain't delusional, man. They look raw. And dude, I mean, it's hard to. I mean, dude, Ole Miss, man, Jackson Dart, they look good too, man. It's I don't know how we could keep them out. I mean, I guess pending.
I mean, SEC, you can't have all SEC.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Pending like a rematch between Bama and Georgia, man. I wouldn't be surprised to see Ole Miss in that.
We think it's going to be Bama, Georgia, or probably be Georgia, Bama, UT, and then Ole Miss. Probably be the rankings in the SEC.
What about Tennessee?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Tennessee can't be left out.
God, man, I can't
wait. They look really good. They look really good.
No, it's impossible, man. There's no way you can do 12 teams.
If you're putting Texas in, you got to put Tennessee in, bro. I think Tennessee.
Like a two-lane? Like a team like that makes the playoffs?
Probably, yeah, there could be. There could be. It's the highest four-ranked conference championships and then the next highest-ranked teams. I think that's how it goes.
Well, if you win your conference championship, if you win the Power Five, you're guaranteed in. Which
yeah,
I don't know if
saying.
The Pac-12 matters in that.
No, it's the highest four ranked conference championships. They get the bye week.
Yeah, but if I don't know. I'm thinking about what it does on college football, I guess. But like,
well, that's what it does.
If they go,
what if like UNLV goes undefeated?
They're in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're definitely
so Mountain
in.
West,
they're
so like
in. But they might not have
well,
a top
no,
four
State's
spot because the top four goes to the Power Four.
Yeah, the top four goes to the Power Four conference champions.
Playoffs.
If you win the SEC, Big 12, Big 10, or ACC, you get a bye week. You're guaranteed.
Yeah.
Am I?
So, I mean, who do we think is going to be the Big 12 champion?
Utah.
Hold on. Pause here for a second, boys. Am I just now realizing that there's two teams in the Pac-12?
Are you?
Yeah, there's only two.
Well, yeah, but they have gone and added. They've added six Mountain West teams, and I think they added two more before that. So now but it's like
right well, now not, it says like I'm just they're looking at the standings
in
on
the
ESPN.
Pac-12, are they?
For next year,
conference, Washington State and Oregon State. That's the only two teams in this conference.
Yeah, those are the those only are the two only this two, season.
Yeah, this That's season, crazy. But they get like a 3-year grace period to rebuild the conference. So they're grabbing like schools from insane. Mountain West and stuff to like Boise State is in, Fresno State is in.
UNLV might be in.
Yeah, I don't remember what. I just know Boise State and Fresno State were definitely the two of them that added. But yeah, they're trying to rebuild and salvage the conference. Fuck the Pac-12 for like the media rights and stuff that they were cooking up, bro. Because now, like, all these schools in California and on the West Coast, man, they got to fly to like the mid, like to Ohio and stuff to like play these games. Like, man, that is so much travel. What's the school? Isn't there a school in California that's in the ACC? Is it Cal in the ACC?
There, yeah, they joined the ACC.
Like
they
the University
didn't
of California has got to fly to the Atlantic coast to play football all the way across the country, man. That is just ridiculous. What a horrible.
They should have came to the Big 12.
Dude, yeah, that would have been better. A much shorter trip. Yeah, that is a horrible idea, but I mean, they had to do it.
Conferences are just insane.
Yeah, they're bloated.
All the shifts. Dude, the SEC is just crazy. But what about like a Sun Belt team? So if like James Madison goes undefeated, would they be in the playoffs?
Yeah. They definitely would.
Especially with that win they just put up.
That'd probably be the 12th one in.
They just hung 50 in the first half,
the 12th seed and having to play like Bama or something.
Here's what we've got right now. We've got two spots left in our playoffs. We've got Georgia, Bama, Miami. This is in no order. Georgia, Bama, Miami, Ohio State, Utah, Tennessee, Texas, Oregon, and USC. And you could throw James Madison in there. There's still room for two more.
Oregon and
two more
USC
teams
in there. Man, I don't know.
You gotta have somebody else from the Big Ten.
I don't know if USC is gonna get in, man.
You don't think so?
I mean, they could. They could.
I mean,
I just
shoot.
Don't think USC
if USC
is
could get in, then Michigan could probably get in too. But I mean, there's two more spots. If we take USC out, there's still three more spots.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be too early, man, to pick these fucking.
Crazy.
12 teams, man. Might have to come back to this in like 4 weeks or something.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
But I think some of those are a lock, man.
You
like UT, Miami.
What it looks like, though. How many SEC teams do they put in there?
They're all going to lose to each other.
Yeah.
If there's three empty spaces. Yeah. We could throw Ole Miss. We could throw, I mean, LSU maybe. We could throw, like, who wants it? Penn State, I feel like, might cook it up. They're ranked 9.
Yeah, but some of those schools are locks, man. Like Miami has to win the ACC, bro. It's just such an open. Like Clemson
Especially,
is so bad.
Well, I mean, what
Florida State is
so bad.
Bad? Clemson's so bad, man.
What do you mean so bad?
They just
they
lack offense,
to
dude.
Georgia.
No, I hear you, but it was an ass whooping, dude. I think Miami would have at least scored on Georgia.
Well, speaking of Clemson, DJ Uiagalelei gets his rematch.
Offense started tearing it up right after Georgia, though. 66 points, then 59 points.
Yeah, I hear you. They play
North
Florida
Carolina
State.
They whacked
oh, no, this is
North
next
Carolina
week.
State.
Yeah, they play Stanford this week. I don't know. I'm not sold on Clemson, man. I think Miami is the king
sold,
of the ACC right now. Dabu just hasn't adapted to the modern day football. He's not taking any transfers. How can you do that? How can you not take any transfers? Some of these schools are like built entirely on transfers. UT's number one receiver literally transferred from Alabama. Like I don't know how
you
can
when
you
got guys leaving in the transfer portal, you can't just not be bringing them back.
You
gotta get somebody
to replace it.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. For sure.
But yeah, man, some of these games this week are going to go good. I mean, Illinois, they're fresh off that win against Nebraska. I think the Nebraska high was a little bit too much for
Rayola.
What's
the games this week? Illinois, Penn State, Georgia, Bama. Yeah.
That Colorado game is probably going to be pretty good.
I mean, that Boise State, Washington State game will be good too.
Kansas State, yeah. Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, Kansas State, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Okay, we got some good football this weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'll be at work.
So, who's your picks? Georgia or Bama? Who wins that
game? I'm taking Georgia.
Dude, it's so hard to not take Georgia, man.
In Tuscaloosa? I mean,
like you said earlier, man, they haven't even given up a touchdown yet, man. That's an NFL defense. That's an NFL defense that they got, bro.
Hey, Bama won in Georgia last year, so now Georgia's got to come back and repay the favor, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I think Bama takes it.
Think so?
I mean, they could.
I think Bama takes it.
They could.
It's just in Tuscaloosa, dude. That's tough.
Yeah, that'd be a huge win for Georgia.
All right, so Penn State, Illinois. Penn State is favored.
Mm-hmm.
19 points.
That's a big favorite, but I think they're gonna hit that, man. That like I said, crazy. I think Nebraska. They just got on a little bit too much of a high, man. If Colorado was just like treated as a normal school, I would not have as much unfavoritism towards them. But they're treated like this just elite football program, and they're not. They are far from that. They just have a legendary NFL player as their head coach that it's just carrying all this eyes to them. And Nebraska whooped that ass. And it was like, yeah, Nebraska looks good, but man, it is Colorado. And when is this going to stop? They are not like that. They are not of a team.
Line on both sides. It's just, it's hard to watch. Man. Shador is going to get
hurt. That man puts a target on their back, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they said in the offseason that they got better on both sides of the ball on the line.
Which they did.
I mean, I don't
did
think
they?
Because so,
they're
like
averaging
it.
Less rushing yards a game now than they
it
were last year.
It doesn't look like it.
I mean, but did they not have a better running back last year?
Oh, I don't know.
I think their running back's supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think the line is a problem. Like, it's just suffocating anytime
just
you want to run
the
football.
They have the worst run game in the entire Division I FBS. They're averaging like 38 rushing yards a game. That's pretty crazy. Unbearable, man. You can't win football like that. It doesn't matter any level, man. You got to be able to run the ball. And yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think the hype around Nebraska is Rayola kind of, you know, mimicking Mahomes, which, you know, I think that's cool, man. Like
I think it's weird, man.
It's weird. It's weird. Yeah, he's very like shockingly similar. It's weird.
It gets creepy weird though. I mean, literally everything's the same. At least do a different pregame warm-up. Do something.
I don't know,
different.
Man. That's it, you're man. That's, like that's the impact that Mahomes has, man. He's just hit that age now. Think about it. When Mahomes won his first Super Bowl, this kid was like a freshman in high school, you know? Like,
I've also heard that his brother just, like, committed to Nebraska, and apparently he looks like Jackson Mahomes.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Sean.
Oh, you're
which part of him looks like
way.
Brittany? What's Ryan's girlfriend look like?
Oh yeah. She probably looks exactly like Brittany, bro.
Yeah, someone might want to check on their dad before he does something.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh man. Well, this was fun, boys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this I guess we
might have to have you on again next week.
Yeah, if you're down.
Just special appearance every week, then it won't be special no more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Not once a season.
Yeah, we'll get some baseball in.
Well, speaking of baseball, what about Shohei, dude? That dude's going crazy out here.
Yeah.
That dude is on another planet.
Yeah, bro, man.
Made his so own is Aaron Judge, though, too, man. Aaron Judge is. That steroid freak is at it again.
Still doing it.
Cheating ass,
still
huh?
Doing
still
that
cheap.
Same stuff, man. It's unreal. But 50-50 is crazy.
He's going for 61. He's going for 60-60 right now, man.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to double it and give it to the next guy.
He's got time.
Yeah, man. I saw like Mad Dog was all heated that he was still in the game in the ninth inning. It's like, dude, he's chasing records right now, man. He don't give a shit about no damn rest, you know?
No. Yeah, we don't
especially when he's just DH.
Yeah, DH. Come on, man. Get him in there.
Come on.
Get him in there. Just hitting, bro. That's just crazy.
And yeah, then the Rangers disappointing season.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't want to talk about that now. Or do you want to talk about it now?
It's up to you, man. We could call it. We call it right now and jump on that another episode.
I don't know. It's up to y'all.
It's up to you, man. You about to give me an hour here or what?
No, I'm not going to give you an hour. I'm just saying that we'll be back next year. It's all going to be all right.
Yeah.
We'll be back in the playoff hunt next year.
I ain't worried. It's definitely giving me a new perspective on just how hard it is to repeat a championship in any professional sport, man. Like at any level.
It's pretty crazy. Because
you almost find some level of like content that you won. And then also, man, everything just has to fall the right cards, man. Every championship, you got to avoid injuries and you got to win the key games. You got to make the shot, hit the bag.
Everybody there has to be in.
Catch the ball. Yeah. You got to believe that you're going to win.
Oh, yeah. But no, we'll be back next year. We got our pitchers back. DeGrom's back. Phil's here. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. Everybody just needs to get healthy.
It's all good. All that matters is the New York Yankees ain't winning nothing. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that ain't happening. I mean,
who do you think is
winning? The Cowboys are on the same level playing field.
Yeah, I'm not an avid baseball watcher. Who is going to win? Who's the best team right now?
It's about that time.
Oh, man, that's tough. I think it's probably the Dodgers, man.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
Oh, that ain't good. Cool. I don't like hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the talent on that team is just crazy. Pitching, hitting, they got it all.
I mean, if you think about it, Shohei's got to do it. I mean, he's
due for one. Been on the Angels. He did this for a reason. It's time for him to go get one.
You think he's already won the MVP in the fucking?
Oh, that's been wrapped up all year.
No.
That's been wrapped up all year from like week two. Aaron Judge is going to win for the AL. I mean, and that's been cool, done.
Man. I haven't
like
heard anything about Aaron Judge this year.
Aaron Judge is just going ridiculous.
Oh, that's good.
There, like some I said, people are saying that baseball. His stuff is more impressive than Shohei's from what he's doing.
That's
unreal.
Right. That's
he's going crazy.
Which is a wild take. It's definitely not true, but he's definitely having a good year for sure.
And that's weird to think about. Like I said, casual baseball guy. All I know is that Shohei went crazy. So to hear Aaron Judge apparently doing a little better. Aaron Judge plays baseball, though.
So,
he actually plays.
So
he doesn't just hit.
Aaron Judge is hitting 323 right now for batting average, which is absolutely insane.
Damn.
56 homers, 139 RBIs. Oh, yeah, dude.
56 homers? Bro, why haven't I heard that?
Oh, that's I don't crazy. Know how you ain't been hearing it. Every time
that's
I open up
crazy.
Twitter, it's another
Judge
home run.
Day.
Oh, man, that's
every night,
crazy.
It's almost every night he's hitting a homer.
Yeah, his mom was like,
so,
watching
I mean,
him.
Going crazy.
Leading the league in home runs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know how that goes.
I didn't even
you
know that.
You're a steroid freak. You need to.
Didn't he break a record the other night? Was it like his own most home runs in a season, or was it something else?
Honestly, I don't know. It might be his own career season high. No, it's not season high because he did that last year. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. His mom was like in the crowd, and he hit the home run, and they looked at each other, and it was kind of a cool moment. I just saw a video of it. Yeah.
It might have been like
they waved, and then she blew him a kiss, and he went back in the dugout.
Maybe it was his 300th home run.
Oh, maybe
career number.
Maybe. Wow, 300. Because
he's at 313 right now.
Oh my goodness, man, that's a lot of homers.
Dude, it's unreal. Oh, and his record-breaking year was 2 years ago, not last year. Got hurt last year.
Yeah. I remember that being 2 years ago. Yeah, I remember all that.
Oh, yeah. 62 we talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about all that. How many games are left? Could he, like, mathematically still break that?
Let's see. He's at
Is there, like, five games
right
left?
Now.
Six games left?
We're like, wrapping up here on the schedule.
Yeah, it's
I don't think
October.
There's anything left.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 5 games left.
Yeah. I mean, he could, man. Like you were saying, won a game. Has one of them – has one game with two nukes. Whew, imagine if he finished the season like that. That'd be crazy.
Man. That'd be ridiculous. But, yeah, no, I think it's the Dodgers. I think – I mean, they keep – they get close every single year.
Yep.
And then something happens, but I think it's their time.
Think they're due.
Think they're due for one. The show.
You don't think the Yankees could finally get there instead of just crumpling in the playoffs?
No.
No, they'll crumble in the playoffs.
They do every year.
Yep. I know it all too well.
Yeah, if anyone would know, it's this guy.
Yep. Bryce Harper and the Phillies, maybe, no?
Are they
good?
Phillies, yeah, they're good. But I don't think anybody's touching the Dodgers. If everybody stays healthy, there's no reason that they shouldn't be able to do it.
All right, well,
I guess
we'll mark that down when we're watching playoffs.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
See if you predicted another one.
Turn on the games.
Yeah. I mean, I watch playoffs.
No, yeah, I was about to say, it's about time that I'm about to start watching baseball. It's October. About to be October.
Yeah, it's about to be hockey season again.
Yeah, it's Dallas Stars time almost.
Yep. Ready to get this Jason Robertson jersey warmed up.
But, yeah, no. Thanks for having me, boys. It was fun.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on. This was a pretty good episode. We well extended past an hour. It was an hour and a half, something like that. Not bad. All right, well, I guess we kind of gave all of our closing thoughts. Yeah, appreciate you pulling up, dude. You're going to have to do this every other week or so. Try and keep it a little special.
Yeah, keep you coming back.
We'll give the Cowboys a few more weeks of football here so we can get some real criticism going here. But, yeah, man, that was sick. Oh, dude, Tyler's such an idiot, man. I swear. Nah, he's funny. All right, well, you got anything else to add or are you ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, kind of covered everything, covered a little extra.
Dude, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, I guess we ain't got nothing else to talk about. We hit on everything. Yeah, we appreciate you guys for listening. We just went back-to-back, bro, 2 weeks in a row. We'll see if we can try and keep it consistent.
You're coming back for more.
Yeah, try and keep it consistent, get better at it. All right, well, yeah, we appreciate you guys listening. We'll try and get another episode in next week. We'll try and have another guest on next week. We don't know who yet, but we'll try and come up with something, maybe have somebody else. We'll see how this gets received. Having a third person talking on it definitely helped the conversation.
Yeah, I think it went a little good.
So yeah, we'll probably get some other loudmouth on here, see if they'll yap it up. Yeah. But
some other arrogant prick.
Yeah, I guess we're ready to go. Football this weekend. Watch every game that you can. Remember, there's a finite amount of football games in your life. Try and watch every single snap possible. And Steeler Nation, here we go. Number one team in the AFC North.
Nah.
I got to ride that high again. This is week 3. I got to ride it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, we'll see what happens at the end of this week.
I think we're the only team with a winning record right now in the AFC North, which is crazy, dude. That is crazy.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah, no, definitely
man?
Are.
What is
the Browns 1-2?
Yeah, Browns, Ravens.
Bengals are 0-3.
Yeah, man. So I'm gonna ride that high, man. That defense looks good so far. I need to keep it up.
Might as
well. Go Red Raiders, man. Hopefully we can whoop Cincinnati this weekend.
Yeah, man. It'd be nice to
build
see
some
us
hope.
Do good.
All right. It's easy to give up, but I would like to see success. So
it'd be really, really nice to see.
We'll see. All right. This is the longest outro ever. All right. We'll catch you guys in the next one.
All right, adios.